tomorrow. See you okay. tomorrow.
Player of the month, Chris. You've amazed me by telling me that this is your first Soccer Writers Player of the Month this season.
Yeah, it's third time's a charm, really, been up the last 3 months. So, but to be fair, no complaints with the winners beforehand, and happy to get it. Happy to get it this one. You know, it's nice to pick up little personal things along the way with the league. So, happy out.
What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's a nice thing to have, you know, because it's a well respected award. You know, it's the only real player of the month within the league. So to get it in the season, you're always happy. So, and as well with the players that have got it this year with us, you know, Sean Hoare, Mickey's got two, and Pat. It's good to join the lads in the club of it.
What has made the month of October particularly outstanding for you? September, what has it made it particularly outstanding for you?
I suppose that final week when it was Cork, UCD and Derry within the week, that was, you know, it was a very special week within the club, not just for myself, you know. Scoring down in Cork was brilliant, and then to go and beat UCD to get into a cup final and then finish the job off with more or less winning the league that week by beating Derry here, so it was a very special week for everyone involved.
It's been a fantastic season for you, would you say? It's been one of your best, if not your best?
I'd say it is probably, playing wise, I'd say it is my best season. You know, it's been really enjoyable this year, you know, playing. Felt myself and Robbie have a real good partnership going, and we seem to have a great understanding, and we've had a mix and match of a few boys, whoever's played in the 10, whether it be Ronan, Jamie, Fats, or anyone else along the way. We've always had a real good midfield unit, and it's been enjoyable to play in.
I was thinking of the late Sean McCarthy. He was the man, I think, that brought you here. It's very sad the poor man's passed on. The club owes him a lot for bringing yourself and John both to the club.
Yeah, it was sad to see Sean pass. You know, he was a great he was a footballer man true and true, and he had great visions for the club. When we signed, it was just maybe not the players to execute it, but he was a football idealist. And to bring myself and John to the club, you know, we might not have been here had it not been for Sean. I'm thankful for him. I know John speaks highly of Sean as well, so we were thankful for him to bring us here, and then we're thankful for Stephen for keeping us.
Did you ever think that when you signed on first here for Dundalk that you'd be so successful as you have been?
I had dreams of it when I had first signed with Dundalk, you know, for Bray. It was a move to a bigger club, you know. I always knew Dundalk were a big club, but then after the first year I thought maybe it was a bit far-fetched. But ever since Stephen's come in, and the squad has been in around since Stephen come in, you know, we've just went from strength to strength, and it's amazing stuff really, because you never know when you're early in your career, you don't think you might not win a trophy, and then to become as decorated as we have been as a group has been phenomenal.
The last thing, tomorrow you play Sligo Rovers to hopefully break another league record points wise, and then you've got the big cup game in a fortnight.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's not just another game for us where we go through the motions. We want to be, you know, record breakers. We've done it before with the goals in 2015, and we've only gone and beaten ourselves there just last week with Ronan's goal, which is fabulous. And I know the boys will want to be, I know Pat will want to be getting more onto that, and we want to have the overall highest points total in a 36 game season, and that's the aim for tomorrow.
And the cup final?
Oh yeah, the cup, you know, it speaks for itself. Ourselves in Cork again, you know, you see a lot of neutrals giving out that we're in the cup final again, but what do you want us to do? You know, hand it over. We've been the best two teams in the country the past 4 years, and that's shown because we've been at the end fighting for trophies in the past 4 years. Well, it's a great occasion, great for everyone in the town. You know, we have an incredible support going down every year we're down there, and you know, we've suffered defeat the past 2 years, albeit by the skin of our teeth, and we want to win the cup again.
Congratulations.
Thanks
very much,
Jerry.
Very much deserved.
Thanks
very much. Great, well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. Thanks.
You'll be here tomorrow, Jerry?
I will, yeah. We will indeed. Thanks very much.